What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We are entering the final two episodes of our season, and I am joined by Ray the Guitar Guy. What's up, Ray?
What is going on, my guy?
Dude, it's been crazy. Like, there's Kobe's still fucking everything up, and there's rest entanglement situations, there's buzzkills going on. It's just, it's been a fucked up 2020 so far.
Are we going to talk about the Fresh Prince of Bel airing it out today?
Hell yeah. I know you saw that video.
We'll get to that later.
So yeah, weird. But first, the thing that's fucking it up for everybody, the fucking Rona. Still running rampant. Rona.
Oh, that's right. We came up with a new term. 2020, we're copping. That thing got Rona'd.
Rona'd. Change approved.
Oof. Yeah, man. I know it. I ruined I'm on vacation right now. And we were talking about going to, before the big Rona happened, talking about going to Puerto Rico. I can speak. Wow. So yeah, we were talking about going to Puerto Rico. I did that on the last try too. Weird. Not on purpose. So we were supposed to go to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. Big Rona happened. All of a sudden we can't. And I don't want to get stuck out there in Puerto Rico and not come back. Not that that would be a bad place to get stuck, though.
I guess depending on what time of year it is. I mean, there was that little, you know, tropical storm thing that happened a few years ago.
I don't know, man. 2020 is just a big disaster. It's all a blur to me now. It's all just meshing in together.
Yeah, the whole year for me, I mean, it seemed to go by really, like, fast because the scenery just kind of stayed the same, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure how that worked out, but I remember sitting here and, like, you know, working on some stuff or just thinking, like, damn, it's like 5 o'clock already. Holy shit. Like, I wish the time went this fast when I was, you know, when I was in an office or some shit.
I know, when at work, right?
Yeah, that would have been great, but no. So yeah, I think that a lot of people are, like, you know, bugging out about it, and it's like, oh, I don't want to stay home, I don't want to wear a mask, and you see all the fucking Karens throwing their tantrums. San Francisco passed the no Karen law.
Oh, man. I did hear about that. My thing is, so much you have all the people who lose their shit on, oh, by the way, big good segue, losing their shit on social media because now they're unemployed. So it's crazy because right now everyone being unemployed could be good or bad. Right now we're in a pandemic, could go either work in your favor, get some stuff done, you know, kind of recollect yourself. Or you could do what these people do and fucking lose your shit on everything on Facebook and Instagram. All of a sudden, it's Black Lives Matter. No, Black Lives don't matter. Oh my gosh, you see what happened with Will Smith and his wife. Did you? It's like, bro, they sit there and I see these rants.
Yeah, and so social media lost its shit today is one of the running segments that we do here. And we're going to continue that going well into season four. I'm pretty sure we're gonna be able to milk the shit out of that one because all these tantrums and tirades. But speaking of the Fresh Prince of Bel airing it out,
you're welcome.
Yeah, we should probably try to coin that one too. We like Trump, like trying to coin the phrase "you're fired."
You're fired. Huge.
So, yeah, man, like I think a lot of people are tripping over shit that is none of their fucking business whatsoever.
That is so well put. It's like, yeah, it's like when I sign these papers, getting married and all that and the terms, last time I checked, I didn't include you in my business and in my marriage. And that's the crazy part, because on that video, they're talking about what happened and I don't see either one of them arguing or being like, oh, right, yeah, like you were in the wrong. Oh, no, you were in the wrong. Like, they were both just bringing it to the table and talking about it just because, like, what, some dickhead rapper guy said something or whatever on Twitter or some interview, something. I don't know what that part is, it, but
fucking 2020 and 2019 was like the fucking year of the snitch.
What is that guy, Tekashi 6x9 or whatever his name is?
He just made a fucking new video with Nicki Minaj and that caught a bunch of flack. And I saw a parody one of it. Somebody just overdubbed like voice parts on it that was just like stupid nonsense. Like,
was it all the snitches he did or all the cases he ratted out?
Right. I love the one of him with the fucking mouse ears and the teeth.
Yeah, he's a rat. Oh, so, dude.
But yeah, no, I think with the Smith thing, it was, again, everybody freaking out over shit that's not any of their fucking business. And like you said, like when they you know, agreed to the terms of their marriage, you know, or amended them after the fact, it's number one, still nobody's business. And number two, yeah. if it's okay with them, then hey, that's to each their own, right? I mean, yeah. why are you gonna trip? Like, it's not affecting your life. It's not affecting your ability to pay your bills or,
you know, man, I woke up today thinking about your marriage. Sorry, my bad. And I thought all about the things that are wrong with it. Hold up. Now it's my business. That's literally what happens when people wake up and lose their shit on social media.
Yeah. And the thing is, if they weren't famous, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah. Dude, if I had some crazy ass home wrecking affair with some odd couple or whatever, pretty sure if I did it, my friends would be like, oh, dude, like, that sucks. But that's about it. Like,
right? It's not going to get you famous on Twitter or anything. You know, like, fucking a bunch of people are going to start following. Oh, shit. Let's see how this one plays out.
I heard Ray home wrecked this guy's family. That's what happened there. I was like, dude, y'all going to sleep the same. I sleep the same when I hear all this bullshit. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Do you think it's more because people don't have shit to do?
It's genuinely because they're bored. I think legit, honestly, I see all the rants on social media, all the protesting. I mean, I'm not going to tell you where I stand on it because I know y'all be some triggered people.
Because we're live. I keep forgetting about this. So we're trying a new thing where to cut you off, but we keep looking in the other direction is we're also live on our Instagram. So what you were saying?
Oh, Rice and Beads podcast is live. Fuck those guys.
Those guys are assholes.
Okay, am I right?
Right, guys? He's not wrong.
Exactly, isn't wrong. I'll take a drink to that. So my thing is that people losing their shit on such dumb things. I think there was a Blackout Tuesday was a thing, and I swear to you, I had this girl on my social media shaming people for it, like, how dare you put the black square, da 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 da, whatever. I'm just like, yo, man, like, I responded to her and I was just telling her, like, why does it matter what anyone does? Like, no one's making you do it. And she's like, well, I just think it's dumb how people are posting all. I'm like, look, whether people are posting or not, none of your fucking business, man. Like,
if you don't like it, fucking keep scrolling. Yeah. Like, the mouse wheel does keep moving when you see shit you don't like.
To all you people who are on unemployment right now and a non-essential, you know, scrolling through social media, the beautiful part is you can keep scrolling. You don't have to react. Like, what was it? There's a guy on my Facebook.
There's
a bunch on there.
There, are you talking about the one that we, that all, me, you, and Cookie were involved in? Long ass one that went for like 6 fucking hours.
I think the total amount of comments on there were like, it was well over 100. And it was just that and you guys and then me hopping in. And it was funny because I told that guy from the get-go, like, yo, man, like, you could express your opinion, but don't be dumb about it. And then the whole way through.
Yep. And we tried to softball him at first and just, like, you know, kind of make it easy roast. But no, he had to have it the fucking hard way.
And I think where he doomed himself, where he was like, yo, that guy Jester, I won't say his real name though, he was like, that guy's a bitch, or what do you say, like a dick or something like that. I was like, dick, like, you know he can read it, right? Like, he's right there. Like,
oh, he's all, man. Yeah, that Jester guy, what a fucking asshole. Am I right, guys? I'm like, but right? In a group message where everybody could see.
And I know, and I love, honestly, this is why I love my Facebook feed, because as much people say I stir the pot on there, be what it may, that's just where I stand on things. And it's funny because I like to think I have a basic common sense, at least. So it's funny because when one idiot steps out, everyone's just like, wait, hold on, hold on. It's like, dude, you're going to check out on my common sense? Don't get me wrong, dude. My rule in life is don't be a dick to everyone and just mind your own business. That's what I try to abide by. If anything, that's my thoughts that I'll share. So my thing is, when people share all their thoughts, I want to be dickheads about it. It's like, especially in a public platform where everyone's just going to call you out for your shit. Yo, and especially if you're going to start arguing with me, don't call me a bitch when you don't know what else to say.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we were trying to have an intellectual conversation here.
And it was just the worst part about it is it was he got all pissed off and bent out of shape over a fucking a joke that was like, I don't know, that much above a dad joke. You know what I mean? Like it was really stupid.
Hey, man, you never know. Maybe he's taking it all night. It was a rough night. It was just that little bit just pushed him over the edge.
And I didn't realize he was like, you know, not like a teenager or you know, like somebody in the early 20s.
Hey, bro.
The way he was talking. So I'm like, take it easy, kid. Holy shit. I'm like, how old are you? Like fucking 16, 17? Chill the fuck out. Hey, bro, he got all pissed off about that.
You remind me of my nephew. He's 4, by the way. Let me just throw that out there.
He takes his building blocks in his room when he gets pissed off, too.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
It happens to the best of us. But, I mean, I know for people that have listened to the show and seen the roast sections that we've done, I mean, Jasmine, like, I sent the conversation to Jasmine, and she was like, oh, Dick, you should have said this to me earlier. I would have totally jumped in on this shit, too. So oh, that would have been, like, 4 Rice and Beans cast members on a fucking versus...
that guy. I don't know. The whole full circle is social media, man. It is a war zone right now with everything. I know I saw a couple posts this morning regarding that whole table talk. Some people were like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's considered an affair because they were still technically legally married and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, okay, so are you going to file the divorce on their part? Like, that's right. Going to happen? I'm going to go in there and file a divorce on a whole Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith right now. It's like, fucking, they're not even unaware of it.
Yeah, and it's like some of these people that are bitching about the Smiths relationship.
Right.
There's some of them I know for a fact that aren't having the best fucking solid relationship of their own. So it's like,
right.
You know, like taking parenting advice from Casey Anthony, you know what I mean? That sort of thing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think at the end of the day, they're cool with it. You know, whatever. That guy, that interviewer, the rapper or whatever, the guy's a snitch. So it's going to throw that out there. None of his business either. Social media, don't lose your shit today, man. Or you could, and it gives us good content.
Yeah, way, it totally
I'm
does.
I'm indifferent.
Like I said, we're probably going to, like, with the Rona and, like, everybody being fucking nosy-ass motherfuckers because they have nothing else to do, I'm sure we're going to be able to milk the shit out of this for season 4.
Oh, dude, I'm going to say, yeah, social media loses its shit. It's probably going to be full. I could say this. 2020 has handed us some good content, though.
Oh, it absolutely has. It absolutely has. I mean, it just, you know, stuff like this where it's like people judging, getting all judgy and bitchy about other people's relationships that they have nothing to do with and this doesn't affect their lives. And right. I guess like if it's when relationship, I mean, entanglement advice. Right. So my advice, I guess, would be, look, if you're going to have a side chick or, you know, a side dude, then make sure they're not a fucking snitch before you do anything, I guess, is the lesson that we learned from the Red Table discussion.
Yeah. Don't be a buzzkill, man. That's not all right.
Right? I mean, there's been enough buzzkill things going on. I think if 2020 had a name, would
new segment Buzzkill 2020.
Yeah, Buzz Killington, as you said.
Buzz Killington, the dude from Family Guy. Those are real people, man. Those are real people out there.
Oh, I believe you. I've met them. Unfortunately, I've met some of them, and it's I was on a cruise ship, and there was this I go in the hot tub,
right?
And there was like 3 college chicks there and it's like 2:30. So they're already wasted.
Right.
And there's this couple there and they're like trying to give so one of them was real, real big. And I'm like, nah, I don't do heavy lifting while I'm on vacation.
Try to avoid work.
Right. I'm trying to avoid work. And then there was another one. She was, you know, pretty good looking, like, fucking And then there was one that was, I guess, decent for drunk at 2:30 in the afternoon standards go.
Okay.
And so there's this couple there, and they're like fucking loud, they're obnoxious, and they're still trying to like give this chick drinks, and like they're trying to like take her home, but like
swinging couples, nice,
you know. And but it was just the way they were going about doing it, it was just like I was sitting there going, fuck, I'm embarrassed for you.
Even if she was into it, you lost it. And I would,
like, it was fucking weird because like the wife was so fucking aggressive with this chick, and it was like this chick was like trying to do handstands in the fucking jacuzzi. Like, that's how fucking wasted she was. So like she falls, and like, you know, there's like eight people in there, and like she like stands up and like kind of falls into me and like kind of lingers for a second before she gets up. This other chick was just like fucking gets all pissed off, and it was like, hey, he has a fucking wife and blah blah blah. And I'm like thinking in my head, yeah, and do you fucking hear her complaining? No, you don't. So shut the fuck up. But you know, she got all fucking, you know, peanut butter and jelly, and like,
listen here, bro, the only one complaining is you.
And it was like that, but they were just so fucking, it would have been sloppy at best. Like, if, you know, like you think about three fucking drunk ass people, you know, trying to like just have a conversation. You imagine like three drunk ass people that are like sloppy like that, trying to fucking get laid. Like, no, somebody's breaking something or something's getting broken off.
If they even make it. That's right? What I was saying. Yeah, man. You know, people be, speaking of jacuzzis, we were at a house party a while back, and it was pretty funny, man. Cause it was just, everyone was on agreeing, like, you know, bring contributions, blah, 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 whatever. Like, you know, just bring some booze, do what you got to do, bring food. So this guy shows up and he doesn't bring anything. Hold on. No, he does. My bad. So a party of like 10 or 12 people, guy comes back with like a, not even great beer, my head. So comes with like a 6 or 8 pack of like 805. And we're just like, dude.
Easy there, Daddy Warbucks. Don't fucking blow the whole load on us.
As like all of us are bringing all these beers. Like we brought like, 20 packs. We brought like bottles of like whiskey, tequila. Dude, there was stuff that was brought. And then it was like, cool. Or you brought food, or you brought something. This guy shows up, brings like an 8-pack just for himself. And I'm just like, cool. And he's like, oh, but I guess like I could share. And I was like, wow, you're the stingiest man I know.
Like, so, Scrooge McDucking it.
Yeah, man. But I think the worst part was the buzzkill. Is everyone was like feeling good, vibing really hard, and he decides to pull out, I think, I don't remember the drug he pulled out. I want to say it was coke, but I don't know. I didn't take it after what he said. He said he brought a little baggie out, and he's just like, yo, man. He's like, I'm willing to share it, but only with like a couple people. And I'm just like, why'd you bring it out? Like,
why'd you bring it up, first of all? Oh, man, you had me fucking going there for a second. I thought you were going to be like, he's all, you guys can have some. But the way I had to get it here, you know, did you ever see Pulp Fiction?
Oof.
This uncomfortable hunk of metal.
That was a good movie, by the way.
Fuck yeah. That shit's a classic. And,
imagine to be tripping that hard as what, Uma Thurman? That's who played it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think of memorable scenes and like shit from that movie, I think of her getting the fucking the needle in the fucking chest. It's just the way it hits that thud, and she's all,
"Oh, yeah, that's a good wake up, man." Hey, that's a real friend though. When did he bring it over to that guy's house and just he knew what to do? He's like, "Oh, this is my first time." Oh, man.
You know what? Those are the kind of friends that fucking show up at my doorstep. Dude, help! The fucking hooker OD. God damn it.
Man, thank God my friends never bring that to my table. Just first of all, shout out to all my friends who don't do that. Because first off, I wouldn't know what to do.
It's awesome having cool friends like that don't do shit. I like it when friends show up with like tri-tip or like, you know,
not their
steak,
not their attitude, not
a
their
fucking
mooch.
Hooker clinging to life that I gotta revive. Not to put Cookie on blast or anything.
I'm actually surprised he hasn't done it yet. Just want to throw that out there. Surprisingly, honestly,
because he lives closer to you than he does to me.
Yeah, he lives right down the street from me, man. And I'm just always see him. And I'm like, man, one of these days he's gonna drop off either a dead person or he's gonna be stoned out of his head. I was like, oh, I don't know. Usually when I get a phone call from him, I never expect it to be anything good.
His voicemails are a trip. Like we had a couple of voicemails that we had saved. I think Pepper had one too. That was Cookie's voicemails. I got to see if I can retrieve those. And we'll bring that back again for the next season. But it's a trip when Cookie calls and you don't answer his call.
I remember he was asking me one time too. He needed some pain meds one time. Cookie sent me a text and I don't remember where I was. I was out with friends or something, and I get a text from him. He's like, "Hey, yo, bitch, you got the drugs or not?" And I'm just like, I was like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, "Yo, bro, I'm not home right now, so I'll go check when I get there, though." He's like, "Oh, it's cool. If not, no worries." I was like, "What the fuck? Am I high right now? Like, what is going on?"
But yeah, no, like what you were saying about the buzzkills thing. Yeah, dude, this whole year has been a total buzzkill. Like, yeah. Everything's been canceled. Like, you know, Guitar Guy and I are musicians and we haven't gotten to play any shows, and, you know, we're both in different bands, and I don't, like, when's the last time you saw a stage?
Right before all this happened. Oh, shit. I think right in I want to say December or January, I went to one concert, and that was it. It was funny because the guy had said on stage, he's like, "Sing it like it's the last time you're gonna sing this song," and then it was the last time we all ever sang it. So
and that's the kind of thing that I was thinking about when I was looking at the video clips for the best of episode that I'm preparing. And there were parts where we talked to, like, Kalik, and it was when the whole, like, lockdown and, like, the panic buying was at its height. And it's funny because everybody was still hopeful. We're like, yeah, well, you know, in 30 days when we'll get out of here. And then the next episode, yeah, well, you know, in another 30 days when we get out of here, and here we are in July, and
yeah,
how were those predictions, motherfucker?
Pretty bad, to say the least, dude. Yeah, I haven't seen a stage though after since then, man, and it's crazy because now I'm thinking about it. What's that concert? I wonder how many people had that thing, because, dude, they didn't tell anyone about it till late January.
Mm-hmm.
So, big Rona, man. Wear a mask.
I know. Yeah. Wash your fucking hands, especially if you get out of the bathroom. Don't be like Guitar Guy's coworkers.
please do.
That's the worst. You hear two logs hit the hit the water, and then like
I heard the two logs hit the toilet. I heard the wiping. Flush. I heard the flushing. That's about it. There's something missing from this equation.
And that's another buzzkill too. Like, I remember I was at work one day, and I was having actually a good day at work, and those are fucking rare. This asshole comes and fucks it up. Like, I'm in the stall, I'm finishing, you know, like my fucking morning constitutional, and then, you know, dude comes out of the stall that was there, and needless to say, he was fucking dropping bombs over Baghdad, and he just fucking looks at himself in the mirror, fixes his hair, and then fucking bounces. Like, no hand washing. I was like, oh, get the fuck out of here. So then, like, we were in line for lunch, right? And they gave us free lunch, and this fucking dude... this fucking dude is in front of me in line, and so I text one of my buddies, like, hey, fucking come tell this dude there's somebody in the lobby for him. And they're like, you know, they just kind of wandered in or whatever. So I'm like, and hurry the fuck up. And so he's like, oh, okay. So he comes in. He's like, hey, man, there's somebody in the lobby looking for you. Like, we don't know what's up. He just kind of wandered in and we don't know who he is. He's like, oh, so he fucking puts his shit down and he gets out of line and he fucking goes. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Because, yeah, the fucking no hand washing motherfucker was like two people in front of me. I'm like, no.
Did you ever see There's Something About Mary, that movie? Yes. With Ben Stiller? So, you know, when he was like getting one out and all of a sudden he had like some cum in his hair?
Yeah.
Was it like that? He's like, after he's wiping, he's fixing up his hair. It's like, hey, dude, you got some shit in your hair, man. Like, oh, no, that's just my gel. No, that's shit.
It turns into a shitty morning. So yeah, no, but that, like, you know, like, I was fucking having a great day until that happened, and I'm like, oh, come on, I gotta fucking work with this guy.
On,
like, and then I was like, you know, I think it was either Deathside support or like just a tech support agent. But then, like, I had to help people with their computers, and so like every time after that I had to go help this guy, I was like, oh, that's fucking gross. Like,
dude, I would have fucked with him. I would have been like, smell that, man.
Oh no. And
this like shit.
Yeah. And this dude, like, fucking HR had to tell him, hey, you need to start wearing deodorant. Like, oh, it got pretty bad. It was like come like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and he was on the side of the building that, you know, had the windows
was
facing the sun.
One of those guys that just, and I remember growing up in grade school, that just went after PE, everyone would shower, do all their stuff, but these guys would just not put on deodorant, not anything, just get a bunch of Axe or like Old Spice and just spray it and then just go back out.
That would have been great.
Had he done that, at least?
Had this guy done that, but no. So like fucking coffee all day long and then no deodorant, and then fucking had to go help him out at 3 o'clock one time. I almost fucking threw up. It was horrible, man. Like,
excuse me, just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah. I was like, I still wake up in the middle of the night, like running to the bathroom.
out of terror, because it reminds you.
Like when you dream and you can smell something again, you're like, no.
Please, no.
His fucking body odor so strong, it gave me PTSD.
Oh no.
So yeah, I mean, just that. So fuck no. I mean, I think that was pretty on the spot, like fucking thinking on my part, like, come get this motherfucker out of line. And like other people were like, what the hell was that all about? He was all confused when he came back in too. He's like, there's nobody out there. He's like, guy was there when when I walked out there. I mean, I don't know where he went, but maybe you should put some deodorant on. I won't scare him away next time.
He's like, I'm okay. I had my Axe bath in the morning. I'm all right. It's supposed to be long lasting.
When we were in meetings, I would make sure I would shake everybody's hand before that guy shook other people's hands. I mean, I could have done the right thing. I could have warned him, but you know.
And that's how coronavirus is spread, boys and girls.
Just like an archer. Do you want coronavirus? Because that's how you get coronavirus.
That's how people get diseases. Not even just coronavirus, just any crazy disease. That's just nasty. It's not pre-COVID-19. That's just life.
So yes, 2020, we are dubbing the year of the buzzkill.
Oh man.
2020 was officially Ronid.
Yeah, no, that is definitely, that is a worthy name.
You know, very, very well deserved. All right, guys. Well, we were coming up on our time for this episode, but if you're on the live feed, then I guess you get a special preview of our season finale, episode 20. Guitar Guy and I will be back for that, and then we're also going to put out the best of, and so this will cover all of season 3, just like we've done with the previous seasons. So if you do want to go back and dig into the archives and check those out, it's at riceandbeanscast.com, and it's in the show section, or if you feel like just scrolling through the blog section, all of the episodes are still there. I know that iTunes and or Apple, whatever the
Apple,
fuck they want to be called now,
Apple Music, iTunes Music, iMusic, I don't know.
We're on sites that you can check out the audio of the podcast. They only carry so many episodes, so we leave everything up there. Also, our Tiger King reaction videos are there. We're going to be adding more to those come season four, and everybody's seen it. But, I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to sit around
Carol talking Baskin. Shit?
About? Exactly. It was great, and it's just sad to think that the rest of the world watches us like we watch Tiger Kings.
There's some questions to be had.
So does that make Trump concerns. Carol Baskin? And we're all Joe Exotic?
Killed her, husband, whacked him.
All right, guys. Well, until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.
Ooh, peace. Carol Baskin.